Howdy, friends. This is Randy Taylor, Cherokee Cowboy, with today's segment of Word with a Champ for Native Voice One.
This is Word with a Champ. Here's Cherokee Cowboy, Randy Taylor.
Go round number four, December 7th, 2025. The 67th annual Wrangler National Finals Rodeo rolls on in Las Vegas as round four pauses for Pro Rodeo Memorial Night, honoring Wrangler NFR legends lost this year. We appreciate our cowboys and cowgirls that have been here and gone. All 119 contestants, though, remain focused, with $36,688 awarded to each round winner in each event and $94,035 awaiting the aggregate champion after 10 rounds. And now, round four results, plus interviews with Tom Glouse, Kincaid Henry, and Tricia Aldridge. Bareback riding, Oklahoma Cowboy and Oklahoma Horse, Wacy Challa and No Whiskey of Butler & Son Rodeo Company topped the scores with an 87 and a quarter point ride to win the round. Cherokee Jake O'Roper was 80 and a quarter. He dropped to 13th in the world and will look for his first check in Las Vegas in round number five. Steer wrestling, Mississippi's Will Loomis maintains his lead in the world standings with over $250,000, winning first and second with a 4-second time, splitting it with California's Tucker Allen. Cherokee Chance Howard from Oklahoma, his first no time tonight, dropping to 13th from 6th in the aggregate and 14th in the world. It was a tie in the team roping competition. Florida and South Dakotan Dustin Eguesquiza and Levi Lord were 3.8 second time, tying the Texas team Tyler Wade and Wesley Thorpe. New leaders in the header and heeler division, Andrew Ward and Jake Long of Oklahoma and Kansas, with six rounds to go. In the saddle bronc riding, our former Rookie of the Year, Ogallala Lakota Cowboy, two-time NFR qualifier Zach Tallis, now from New Mexico, was 84 and a quarter, no money in round five. He is sixth in the average and ninth in the world standings. Stetson Wright won the round, first out, undisputed champion, with an 88 and a half point ride aboard Freedom Express of the Calgary Rodeo Company. Rider Wright, his brother, is number one in the world with almost 400,000 won riding broncs. Kincaid Henry of Mount Pleasant, Texas, won the tie-down roping with a 7.1 second time. Chad Mayfield of New Mexico is number one in that event. Four-timer in Las Vegas, Kincaid Henry, Texas, strikes gold with a 7.1 second time. That's got to be fun in front of a full house.
Oh, it's awesome, and whenever you make a run like that, you can look up at your family and wave your hat like that. There's nothing better. I love to see when they're happy, and, you know, it's cool to look up in the stands and see them after you make a good run.
Congratulations on a big win tonight.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
In the barrel racing, Texan Cassie Mowry is number one in the world standings with six rounds to go. Tricia Aldridge with the fastest time of the week in a 13:42, riding a stud horse. Tell us about her.
Oh, I finally feel like I got him in the right place, and I've had a little bit of a rough start this week just with how I've been feeling, and so I feel like I was there with him tonight, and he's a team player always, and he just got it done for me.
Congratulations, a big win, round number four.
Thank you.
In the bull riding, Bryce Henson from Texas and a bucking bull from Iowa, Purple Waves Karaoke Nights of the Barnes PRCA Rodeo Company, topped the field with a big 87.5 point ride. Stetson Wright is number one in the bull riding and number one in the all-around standings with over $612,000 won, 8 seconds at a time. Tom Glouse, the chief executive officer of the Professional Rodeo Cowboys Association. You know, Tom, in the cowboy world, numbers are big, cattle, weights, prices, everything. The numbers for the 67th annual Wrangler NFR are amazing. And the people that are here are talented. The talent has risen with the money, it appears.
It really has. Lisa Lockhart, 19-time qualifier. Amazing that she has been this consistent for this long, and how a world championship has escaped her, I don't know. But amazing talent. Brittany Posey right behind her with 18 qualifications. The bronc riding at this year's NFR has really been spectacular.
You heard it from the CEO of the Professional Rodeo Cowboys Association. Tom, thank you very much, and congratulations on all that you do.
Always my pleasure to get together with an old friend and a UW graduate.
Yes, sir. Go folks. Thank you, Tom.
Word with a Champ is funded by the Four Bears Casino and Lodge, located near the beautiful Lake Sakakawea in Newtown, North Dakota. Owned and operated by the Mandan Hidatsa and Arikara Nation. Justin Boot Company, handcrafted cowboy boots since 1879. South Point Hotel Casino and Spa, home of the Indian National Finals Rodeo in Las Vegas. And by Wrangler, long live cowboys.
Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Service.